President Bush today is expected to ask a federal court in San Francisco to end the lockout at all 29 West Coast ports, citing harm to the nation's health and safety. Negotiations between longshoremen and carriers had broken down, leading to the shutdown. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Carrie Kahn reports.
It's been nearly 25 years since a president has invoked the Taft-Hartley Act, allowing executive intervention in a labor dispute with an 80-day cooling-off period. Jimmy Carter unsuccessfully invoked it to get the coal miners back to work. Richard Nixon used it to bring an end to a port strike in 1971. Now, Joseph Mineacci, head of the association that represents the shipping company, says he's sorry President Bush had to step in. But he adds the union wouldn't budge, even after the employers offered pension and wage concessions of $1 billion.
The union said no to a comprehensive offer on the contract. They said no to a contract extension. And they said no to technology on the waterfront.
James Spinoza, president of the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union, says from day one, Mineacci and his multinational shipping companies used the threat of government intervention to gain the upper hand in the negotiations.
The government, along with the corporate world, are trying to break unions and take away the collective bargaining process.
Spinoza says the employer's contract had a lot of loopholes and tricks in it. He says pay raises weren't equally distributed, which he called a clear attempt to pit workers against each other. And the new technology jobs were not spelled out. Spinoza says that leaves too much room for the employers to outsource work now done by the union. Political pressure and economic repercussions are mounting as the stalemate continues, and damage estimates to the national economy are also growing from $1 to $2 billion a day. Stephen Cohen, an economist from UC Berkeley, says more manufacturing plants in the U.S. and Asia are slated to close, and retailer shelves will soon empty.
It's a kind of a chain reaction. It's not like every day it costs you a certain amount. Every day costs a lot more than the previous day.
President Bush is expected to ask a federal court today to halt the shutdown for 80 days. If that happens, officials are estimating it could take as long as 1 week to clear the backup of ships and cargo at West Coast ports. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Kahn in San Francisco.